السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Welcome everyone to our resumption of the Maraqi al-Sa'adat of Imam Ash-Shurambulali rahimahullah. We will commence from the section on breaking the prayer. The things that are matters that are permissible in the prayer. Imam Ash-Shurambulali rahimahullah, he says, "Nafa'an Allahu bi musannif." He says, rahimahullah, فصل يجوز قطع الصلاة بسرقة ما يساوي درهما ولو لغيره وخوف ذئب على غنم ويجب استغاثة ملهوف وخوف وقوع أعمى في بئر ونحوه وتؤخر قابلة الصلاة عن وقتها لخشيتها على ولد وأمه بالطلق وكذا المسافر لخشية اللصوص. He says, rahimahullah, it is permissible to break the salah, qat'u salah, to break the ritual prayer. It doesn't matter whether it's a obligatory or mandatory prayer, any category of prayer. بِسَرِقَةِ مَا يُسَاوِي دِرْهَمًا وَلَوْ لِغَيْرِهِ. If one is being robbed of something that amounts to the value of a dirham or more, وَخَوْفِ ذِئْبٍ عَلَى غَنَمٍ, or if one fears like a wolf going to pounce on the sheep or going to eat their sheep, like, so if one's a shepherd, then a shepherd can break their prayer out of fear of a lone wolf attacking the sheep. وَيَجِبُ بِإِسْتِغَاثَةِ مَلْهُوفٍ. It is mandatory to break the prayer, to break the salah, if one hears a cry for aid or succor or help. وَخَوْفِ وَقُوعِ أَعْمَى فِي بِئْرِ وَنَحْوِهِ. Or if one fears strongly that a blind person is going to fall into the well or something like that. So we're talking about matters of emergency here. وتؤخر قابلة الصلاة عن وقتها لخشيتها على الولد وأمه بطلق وكذا المسافر لخشية اللصوص. A person who is delivering a baby, like a midwife, may delay, وَتُؤَخِرُ قَابِلَةُ الصَّلَاةِ, she may delay her salah, عَنْ وَقْتِهَا, from its appointed, designated time, until after the time has expired, if she fears, if this midwife or nurse or any person in such a position fears for the baby or the mother in the event of delivering that baby. In other words, if a nurse or a midwife or someone like that fears that her absence during her prayer time is going to lead to a baby's death or, you know, a severe loss of a limb or some kind of drastic consequence, then she may delay her prayer beyond its time. Beyond its time. So she must remain and deliver that baby. وَكَذَا الْمُسَافِرُ لِخَشَّةِ اللُّصُوصِ. The same holds, the same ruling, the same hukum holds for or applies to a musafir, a traveler who fears that he may be robbed. He may be robbed, let's say, on the motorway or something like that, like on the highway. Then he, rahimahullah, says, Faslun, abandoning the prayer, Tariku salati amadan kaslan yudrabu hatta yasila minhu dam wa yuhbasu hatta yusalli wa kadha tariku sawmi ramadan wa la yuqtal illa idha jahada aw istakhaffa bil fard. Anyone who abandons a ritual prayer, either salah altogether, purposefully, or out of laziness, is to have a physical chastisement, is to be beaten. Hatta yasila minhu dam, until he bleeds. Wa yuhmasu hatta yusalli, and he is to be put in prison until he resumes his prayer. Wa kadha tariku sawmi ramadan. The same ruling applies to the one who does not fast in the month of Ramadan, i.e. abandons fasting. وَلَا يُقْتَلُ إِلَّا إِذَا جَحَدَ أَوْ إِسْتَخَفَّ بِالْفَرْضِ. He is not to be killed unless he rejects the obligation of something obligatory or istakhaffa. Sort of mocks it or belittles it. Belittles an obligation. Now these things like, you know, yudrab, وَلَا يُقْتَلْ وَيُحْبَسْ, being struck physically, i.e. corporal punishment, or being locked up, these are sanctions that can only be done under a dawla islamiyya, under an Islamic state. These are not ahkam that can be implemented by a citizen or a member of the public. These are the al-hudud lis-sultan, the carrying out of the penal rulings, the rulings related to punishment, are for the sultan, i.e. the leader of the Muslims. It comes from his authority. He alone has the right to implement these rulings. Faslun, another section, and this is on praying on mounts or sort of riding animals. لا تصح الفرائض والواجبات على الدابة ولا سجدة تليت آيتها قبل الركوب إلا لضرورة كطين وخوف لص وعجز عن الركوب لو نزل ولو جعل للمحمل قرارا بنحو خشبة على الأرض صلى فيه قائما ويتنفل خارج المصر على الدابة بالإيماء ولو بالرواتب ويعفى عن النجاسة بالسرج والركاب ولا يصح أن يصلي ماشيا عندنا ويتنفل قاعدا مع القدرة على القيام ابتداء وبناء ولو صلى في سفينة قاعدا بلا عذر صح ويستدير إلى قبلة كلما تحولت عنها. So the Shaykh rahimahullah, he says, لا تصح الفرائض والواجبات على الدابة. Obligatory and mandatory prayers are invalid if performed on a riding mount. In our times, that would be like a moving vehicle. So the five daily prayers and the wajibat being the witr prayer, and this will also apply to the Salat of Janaza as well. ولا سجدة تليت آياتها قبل الركوب إلا للضرورة. A sajda, a prostration of recital, regarding the prostration of recital, if a verse was recited or heard قبل الركوب, before mounting the animal, except in cases of necessity, قطينين, like sort of muddy road, وخوف لصين, fear of a robber, if one were to descend from the mount and stop, or inability to remount, وعجز عن الركوب ولو نزل. So if he descends from his mount and fears that he's unable to remount, then the prayer, then it wouldn't be valid. These things would not be valid. So the sajda cannot be performed on a mount. The sajda to sahu cannot be performed on a mount if the verse was recited or heard before mounting the animal that one is riding or before boarding one's vehicle. But if one hears the Quran, the ayah of the Quran that requires prostration, if one hears it after one has boarded one's mount or animal, i.e. after one has boarded one's vehicle, then one can do the sajda to sahu, the sajda to tilawa on the mount itself. And one does that with head movement. One does that with head movement. Then he says, وَلَوْ جَعْلَ لِلْمَحْمِلِ قَرَارًا بِنَحْوِ خَشَبَةٍ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ صَلَّ فِيهِ قَائِمًا. If a carriage, قِرَارًا, جعل المحمل قرارا, if a carriage is made to stop and it is connected to the ground by means of خشبتين, by means of wooden sticks, صلى فيه قائما, then one may pray in the carriage in a standing, one must stand and pray in the carriage, because a carriage that's put on the ground takes the hukum of being, of standing on the ground. So if one's in a carriage and then that carriage is dismounted and put on the ground, then one must stand in that carriage and pray. At that point, it's not like as if the carriage is in motion, is moving. It takes the ruling of being on the ground. ويتنفل خارج المصر على الدابة بالإيماء ولو بالرواتب. If one is on an animal or in a vehicle, and one is خارج المصر, one is outside the city limits. One is outside the city limits. Then one can pray the voluntary prayers, and even the rawatib, the emphasized sunnah prayers, on the animal, on the mount. And one does that bil ima, by head movements. وَيُعْفَى عَنِ النَّجَاسَةِ السَّرْجِ وَالرِّكَابِ. In such a case, any kind of filth on the saddle or stirrups is excused. One is excused. And it's excused for there being filth on the animal as well, but of course, not on one's own clothes. وَلَوْ صَلَّى في سفينة قاعدا بلا عذر صح ويستدير إلى قبلة كلما تحولت عنها. If one is he says ولا يصح أن يصلي ماشيا عندنا. In our school, that is a Hanafi school, it is not permissible to pray while one is walking. Then he says, ويتنفل قاعدا مع القدرة على القيام ابتداء وبناء. For voluntary prayers, if a person is able to stand, then he can pray sitting. مع القدرة على القيام ابتداء وبناء. Whether he may pray sitting, whether at the beginning of the prayer or in the middle of the prayer. One can pray in either instances while one is sitting. So he says, وَيَتَنَفَّلُ قَاعِدًا مَعَ الْقُدْرَةِ عَلَى الْقِيَامِ ابْتِدَاءً وَبِنَاءً. So even with one has ability, one can pray the voluntary prayer sitting down. Whether at the beginning of the prayer, وَبِنَاءً, or in the middle of the prayer. If one prays, وَلَوْ صَلَّى فِي صَفِينَةٍ, if one prays a prayer on a ship while sitting, قاعدا بلا عذر, sitting even without an excuse, صحة, it is valid. ويستدير إلى قبلتي, but he must turn towards the قبلة. كلها تحولت عنها. Every time the ship moves away from the direction of قبلة, one must turn one's body, one must move one's body in accordance with, one must turn one's body towards the qibla every time it changes direction, either the boat changes direction or the qibla changes direction. So every time the boat moves away from the qibla direction, one must move one's body towards the qibla direction. So if the boat veers away, say the qibla is straight that way, if the boat veers away, one must keep one's body turned towards the qibla. What we will do, inshallah ta'ala, we'll stop it there, and we will continue with Salat al-Musafir bi-idhnillahi ta'ala in our next session. What I'll do, I'll pause here to see if there's any questions. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Okay, if there's no question, then we'll end it here. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in the next section, we will begin the Ahkam of Salat al-Musafir, and then we will look at the Salat al-Mariyad, and then we'll look at the Ahkam related to those who are absolved. We'll look at the Witr prayer, and we'll look at the Sunnah Mu'akkada prayer, the Taraweeh, and other Ahkam related to Salah. Until our next lesson, Jazakum Allahu Khairan for joining. I'll see you then. Wassalamu alaikum. ورحمة الله وبركاته.